beginning in 1599 and continuing through the early part of the 1600s, Our Lady appeared to Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres in Quito, Ecuador, giving prophecies about the state of the world in the 20th century. These apparitions are called Our Lady of Good Success. But did this really happen? Are these apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Quito, Ecuador, authentic? Are the prophecies reliable? Many people, including prominent Catholic figures, claim that Our Lady of Good Success is a relatively recent invention, and there is no real evidence to show that these events really happened. They point out that no one ever heard of Our Lady of Good Success until the late 20th century, and even though the prophecies themselves said this would be the case, that doesn't prove its authenticity. They say there's no record outside of this devotion of a Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres having ever existed, and that she is probably being confused with a canonized saint named Mariana de Jesus de Paredes, who was from Quito, Ecuador, but was born in 1618, making it difficult for her to receive prophecies from the Virgin Mary in 1599. They point out that these prophecies make reference to Freemasonry, which did not exist until 1717, and that although this apparition is said to be approved, it is not on the list of Vatican-approved Marian apparitions. They also point out that although it is said that Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres is up for canonization, her name is not on the Vatican list of those who are up for canonization. So what are we to make of all this? Well, the source for the apparitions and prophecies of Our Lady of Good Success is a document titled The Admirable Life of Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres, written in 1790 by Prior Manuel de Souza Pereira, who was the Franciscan provincial in Quito, Ecuador, and director of the convent Mother Mariana founded. It was written almost 200 years after the alleged events and the sole source for these events. Therefore, the apparitions never happened, the critics say. But the prophecies are for the end of the 19th century and through the end of the 20th century. The prophecies begin roughly 60 years after this manuscript was written, which lends to their authenticity, despite having been written down almost 200 years after they were made, and all the prophecies are stunningly accurate. But there's one that nails it for me, and it reads, "The Pope's infallibility will be declared a dogma of the faith by the same Pope chosen to proclaim the dogma of the mystery of my Immaculate Conception. He will be persecuted and imprisoned in the Vatican through the usurpation of the pontifical states and through the malice, envy, and avarice of an earthly monarch." This was Pius IX. He proclaimed the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, presided over the First Vatican Council, which declared the dogma of papal infallibility, and he was a prisoner in the Vatican when the papal states were seized for the formation of the country of Italy. Now, assuming a simple priest in the backwaters of Central America was able to somehow read the political situation in Italy and the Vatican 60 to 80 years prior and determine that these events were brewing, which is highly unlikely, there's no way he could have known that they would happen around the same time and involve the same Pope. I'm sorry, but that's just not possible. As far as the existence of Mother Mariana, Mariana and de Jesus are very common Spanish names. Saying that there is no evidence of a Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres existing, but there is of Mariana de Jesus de Paredes existing around the same time and the same place, so they must have been confused, is the Spanish equivalent to saying there's no record of a Bill Johnson existing, but around the same time and place we have Bill Johnston, who we know did not do the things that Bill Johnson supposedly did. Therefore, the two got confused, and those claims about Bill Johnson are false, and he, in fact, never existed. Well, that's absurd. If English is not your first language nor your culture, you might look at the two names and see that they're one letter off, thus assuming a mix-up. But if you are English or American, you know that at one time, Bill Johnson and Bill Johnston were both very common names, and that there was most likely a Bill Johnson or several Bill Johnsons around at the same time as Bill Johnston. The fact that we have this record from the convent in question alone should be sufficient to prove her existence, and the existence of someone else with a similar name does not disprove that. Not to mention, many people have gone to the convent in Quito, Ecuador, heard the story, seen the statue, seen the incorrupt body of Mother Mariana, and have posted pictures online. And an apparition does not have to be approved by the Vatican to be approved. It only needs approval from the local bishop, which this one has. As far as her lack of canonical status goes, I don't know the answer to that one. But that doesn't mean an answer doesn't exist, just that I don't know it. And this one discrepancy does not negate the overwhelming evidence that it's real. And I don't even know if this accusation against Mother Mariana is real. I can't seem to find an official list on the Vatican website of people who are up for canonization. As far as no one hearing about this until relatively recently, well, Americans didn't hear about it until recently, and let's face it, that's what people are saying. The English translation was done only a few decades ago by Marion T. Horvat, and the apparitions were not promoted by the church like Fatima and Lourdes. But when the internet took off, so did Our Lady of Good Success, thus fulfilling one of its prophecies. As far as the use of the word Freemason, the Freemasons did not pop into existence in 1717. That's just when they officially chartered. But even if they did, do you really think God wouldn't know of their future existence? That claim is just ridiculous. I mean, they're basically saying there's no way these prophecies about what will happen in the future could be real because there's no way that this person could have known that this was going to happen in the future. Yeah, that's the whole point. And the claims against the prophecies get even more ridiculous. I found this on a website called News and Times from an article titled The Strange History of a False Catholic Prophecy. It reads, "The Blessed Mother gave Mariana a series of prophecies. Shortly after the middle of the 20th century, the Catholic spirit will rapidly decay. The sacrament of matrimony, which symbolizes the union of Christ with his church, will be attacked and deeply profaned. Freemasonry, which will then be in power, will enact iniquitous laws with the aim of doing away with this sacrament, making it easy for everyone to live in sin and encouraging the procreation of illegitimate children born without the blessing of the church. The church will be attacked and deeply profaned. Depraved priests will scandalize the Christian people. Priests will become careless in their sacred duties. Innocence will almost no longer be found in children, nor modesty in women. The problem is that none of this ever happened." Are you high? That's just a refusal to see reality. And if someone refuses to see reality, there's nothing we can do for them. Yes, there's a bit of mystery shrouding Our Lady of Good Success. But in all things, God gives enough proof so that those who are seeking the truth can find it, but leaves enough doubt so that those who do not want to know the truth can plausibly deny it. I think it's interesting. And I'm not saying this necessarily about the person who wrote the article, but people go on and on about Nostradamus. There's all kinds of books and History Channel specials, and people read all these current events into his extremely vague quatrains. Yet the Mother of God comes giving very specific prophecies that have come true, and people do everything they can to deny it. They don't want to hear it. And that's what it boils down to. They don't want to hear it. So, here are some of the prophecies of Our Lady of Good Success. Judge for yourselves. Keep in mind that the latest we can date these is 1790. In the 20th century, this devotion to Our Lady of Good Success will work prodigies in the spiritual as well as temporal spheres, because it is the will of God to preserve this invocation and knowledge of your life for that century, when the corruption of customs will be almost general and the precious light of faith all but extinguished. Thus, I made it known to you that from the end of the 19th century and shortly after the middle of the 20th century, the passions will erupt and there will be a total corruption of customs, for Satan will reign almost completely by means of the Masonic sects. They will focus primarily on the children in order to sustain this general corruption. Woe to the children of these times. It will be difficult to receive the sacrament of baptism and also that of confirmation. Often during this epoch, the enemies of Jesus Christ, instigated by the devil, will steal consecrated hosts from the churches so that they might profane the Eucharistic species. unhappy the children of those times. Seldom will they receive the sacrament of baptism and confirmation. As for the sacrament of penance, they will confess only while attending Catholic schools. And I can attest to that one, which the devil will do his utmost to destroy by means of persons in authority. So what she's saying here is that the people in authority will basically try to get rid of the sacrament of penance. And is that not true? I'm sorry, but we see this happening right now. The same will occur with Holy Communion. Oh, how it hurts me to tell you that there will be many and enormous public and hidden sacrileges. In those times, the sacrament of extreme unction will be largely ignored. Many people will die without receiving it, being thereby deprived of innumerable graces, consolation, and strength in the great leap from time to eternity. The sacrament of matrimony, which symbolizes the union of Christ with the Church, will be thoroughly attacked and profaned. Masonry, then reigning, will implement iniquitous laws aimed at extinguishing this sacrament. They will make it easy for all to live in sin, thus multiplying the birth of illegitimate children without the Church's blessing. The Holy Sacrament of Holy Orders will be ridiculed, oppressed, and despised, for in this both the Church and God Himself are oppressed and reviled, since He is represented by His priests. The devil will work to persecute the ministers of the Lord in every way, working with baneful cunning to destroy the spirit of their vocation and corrupting many. Those who will thus scandalize the Christian flock will bring upon all priests the hatred of bad Christians and the enemies of the one Holy Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church. This apparent triumph of Satan will cause enormous suffering to the good pastors of the Church. At the end of the 19th and throughout the part of the 20th century, many heresies will be propagated in these lands. The small number of souls who will secretly safeguard the treasure of faith and virtues will suffer a cruel, unspeakable, and long martyrdom. Many will descend to their graves through the violence of suffering and will be counted among the martyrs who sacrificed themselves for the country and the Church. In those times, the atmosphere will be saturated with the spirit of impurity, which, like a filthy sea, will engulf the streets and public places with incredible license. Innocence will scarcely be found in children, nor modesty in women. There shall be scarcely any virgin souls in the world. The delicate flower of virginity will seek refuge in the cloisters. Without virginity, fire from heaven will be needed to purify these lands. Sects, having permeated all social classes, will find ways of introducing themselves into the very heart of homes to corrupt the innocence of children. The children's hearts will be dainty morsels to regale the devil. During this epoch, the Church will find herself attacked by terrible hordes of the Masonic sect, and this poor Ecuadorian land will be agonizing because of the corruption of customs, unbridled luxury, the impious press, the secular education. The vice of impurity, blasphemy, and sacrilege will dominate in this time of depraved desolation, and the one who should speak out will remain silent. How the Church will suffer on that occasion, the dark night of the lack of a prelate and father to watch over them with paternal love, gentleness, strength, and prudence. And the child Jesus prophesies to Mother Mariana the following: the dogma of the Immaculate Conception will be proclaimed during a time when the Church will be strongly attacked and my vicar will find himself a prisoner. This will also be the case with the dogma of the faith of the transient or assumption, body, and soul into heaven of my Most Holy Mother. Does anyone doubt that all these prophecies have been and are being fulfilled? If the answer is yes, then you have two options. Either a priest made it all up, yet somehow hit the nail on the head, or it's true. The Virgin Mary appeared to Mariana de Jesus Torres in the 16th and 17th century, giving her these and many more prophecies. I think the logical conclusion is the second option. It's true. And since these prophecies have been right so far, that means they're also right about what's coming. So what do these prophecies say about the future? With these people, all the vices will enter, which will attract in their turn every type of chastisement, such as plagues, famines, internal fighting, and external disputes with other nations, and apostasy, the cause of perdition of so many souls so dear to Jesus Christ and to me. In order to dissipate this black cloud, which prevents the Church from enjoying the clear day of liberty, there will be a formidable and frightful war, which will see the bloodshed of countrymen and foreigners, of secular and regular priests, and of religious. That night will be most horrible, for, humanly speaking, evil will seem to triumph. This then will mark the arrival of my hour, when I, in a marvelous way, will dethrone the proud and cursed Satan, trampling him under my feet, fettering him in the infernal abyss. Thus the church and country will finally be free of his cruel tyranny. To be delivered from the slavery of these heresies, those whom the merciful love of my Son has destined for this restoration will need great willpower, perseverance, courage, and confidence in God. To try the faith and trust those just ones, there will be times when all will seem lost and paralyzed. It will then be the happy beginning of the complete restoration. Then the church, joyful and triumphant like a young girl, will reawaken and be comfortably cradled in the arms of my most dear and elect Son of those times. So it talks about chastisements, a terrible war, fire falling from heaven, but then the triumph of Mary over Satan and the restoration of the church, just like all the other prophecies, Fatima, Akita, on and on. And this is coming soon. Pope Leo XIII was given a vision in which Satan asked Jesus for more power and 75 to 100 years to destroy the Catholic Church, which our Lord granted. His time is undoubtedly up. What we are living with are the results of that effort. But the restoration is just around the corner. So pray the rosary and stay Catholic no matter what, because the ride is about to get really bumpy. Until my next video, God bless.